Okay, let's keep going with part two of my talk with Samuel Alberts of Living Faith Christian Fellowship.
Christians, they're evangelicals, all kinds of things. But as an overseer, I can't allow that to go on. How about a homosexual sodomite man that comes into my congregation and we say, you're welcome, and he's singing, and he's praying, and he's hallelujah in the Lord, and he's a practicing sodomite. You okay with that?
No, I'm not okay that he's a practicing sodomite.
Really? So what sin?
Okay, so Samuel says, well, no, we shouldn't let a practicing sodomite come in and sing and pray and worship with us in the Lord. So he agrees that if you're in blatant sin, you shouldn't be in the body. Well, what sin do we allow? So homosexuality is like really bad. How about a adulterer? How about a drunk? How about a liar? How about women that won't cover their heads? How about Mennonites that teach false doctrines? You see my point, folks. The Bible says we're not supposed to allow people that carry any sin, keep any unrepented sin, to be united in the body. Yet Samuel and LFCF are making excuses. Let's go back to it.
Do we allow uncovered heads, unbiblical denominations?
We allow that. We're saying that the unbeliever can come into our assembly and witness the gospel, witness the church of Christ.
Listen to the gospel. So here's the deal. If I have a house body
there, we would never accept.
Yeah. If I have a house body and somebody knocks on the door, hey, we heard you're a house body here. I want to join in your body. If I'm a leader and an elder and my other brothers are with me, we're going to say, you know what? One of two things is going to happen. We're going to say, this is the gathering of the true saints. Blood bought by Christ's blood. Are you born again? No, I'm not. I just want to come worship God and kind of seek him out. Okay. One of two things is biblically going to happen. You're either going to have some brothers go and take that man or that woman with other sisters and go talk to them on the side and preach the gospel to them, and your body goes on and continues. The body of Christ is for the body of Christ. Or what you said, Paul said, was the exception, by the way. We don't build our doctrine on...
All right, let me stop there. So in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, it tells us the purpose of the New Testament body is for the training up of the saints for ministry. When Paul talks about, he says, when the body gathers, or if you come together, and when an unbeliever comes in, it was an exception. We have no examples of them going out in the world and inviting unbelievers in. The body of Christ is for those who are blood bought by Christ's blood, redeemed, repented, born again saints, new creations, yet they want to invite all these unbelievers in that haven't even responded to the gospel, and Living Faith Christian Fellowship does not even preach the biblical gospel. I'm going to prove that. My website already proves it. Mark's website proves it. Getting right with God on Mark's website doesn't even mention being born again. Mark has a false Galatians 1 accursed gospel that doesn't teach being born again. So Samuel's trying to defend letting rebellious believers in the body and even inviting unbelievers in the body. That's not the model we see in the New Testament. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, bad company corrupts. Galatians 5, 9, he says a little bit of sin leavens the whole lump. In 1 Corinthians 5, we see Paul putting out a man in sexual sin. Jesus in Matthew 18 says, if a brother's in sin, confront him, go with others, put him out of the body. Yet they're inviting sin into the body. Do you see the problem here, folks? Sinful. Let's go on.
Exceptions. Paul said, if a believer were to walk in, we don't invite him in. Mark's inviting everybody into these weddings. But anyway.
So I want to be clear. Paul says that if you come together in the congregation, when an unbeliever comes in, all right, of course, there may have been an instance where someone seeking truth were to walk in or hear about their body. This is an exception. This is not the standard where we go out into the world and tell people, come on into the body of Christ. No, that's what Mark does. Mark's wife, Angela, gave us a card and invited us to church. That's what evangelicals do. That's what the false Anabaptists do. No, actually, the New Testament saints went out, witnessed the gospel. And when people responded and repented and wanted new life in Christ, that's being born again, they were brought into the body of Christ. All right, go read Acts 2. Do you see how the people were brought into the body of Christ? Through the gospel, faith in Christ, repentance from your ways, being born again by God's Spirit. The fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience, clinging to the scriptures and enduring in the faith. Mark Bullen doesn't teach that gospel. And we're going to prove that in these further audios I'm doing. Let's get back to the audio.
Apostles didn't invite unbelievers into their assembly?
Into the church body? No. Born by the blood of Christ.
Between being a member and a
couple. What Bible verse tells me there's more than one body and I need to be a member of a local body?
It talks about the, I don't have the verses in front of me right now, but it talks about the lists or the...
That was widows and orphans. That wasn't a membership list. That was for widows and orphans.
No, I mean, it talks about the, basically the, it's talking about salvation. It refers to the lists.
All right, let me stop you right there. I've searched the scriptures. I've asked brothers to help me. What scripture tells us there was a list for salvation? Do you see the heresy that is coming out of Mark Bullen's body? This young man has been trained by Mark Bullen and all the men that is under Mark Bullen, Jesse Hare, Jeff Wallace when he was there, which, by the way, Jeff Wallace left there under strange conditions. Jeff Wallace says he's still sister body. Nathan Bullen said, oh no, he's not a sister body, and admits that Jeff Wallace is into worldly false ways. Yet Mark Bullen still has Jeff Wallace on his website. Do you see the confusion and heresy and contradiction and hypocrisy coming out of Mark Bullen's body? Now you have Samuel Albert saying there's a salvation list. There was a list of widows and orphans. He can't promote, he can't produce that verse because he said he didn't know where it was because it's not in the scriptures, folks. Yes, I get righteously angry when people twist and add to God's word. There's no list for salvation. There's one body of Christ. There could be local bodies in each town. There's one body of Christ. Paul teaches us that in the book of Corinthians. Let's get back to the audio.
Boy, you got to come up with that chapter and verse. I don't know that verse at all. I mean, a list for salvation.
You have a card or something that has your name and number on it.
I gave it to you right there. A list for salvation. Nope.
Contacted you. Okay, so let me go back to there. So Nathan, excuse me, Samuel knows who I am. He knows who Don't Perish is. He goes to Living Faith Christian Fellowship and he says, do you have a name or something on there? He already, or later, he admits that he's already been to my website. Do you see the lies? Do you see the deception? He was trying to get out of it here because he was already mired in much ill doctrine, stumbling over himself. He never should have entered where he knows he's not ready to enter. But that was not genuine. He knew exactly who I was at this point. More lies and deception. Every man and woman, Angela, Mark's wife, that I've met from Living Faith Christian Fellowship face-to-face or communicated with has operated in lies and deception. So sad. Let's get back to the audio.
Let me ask you a question, Samuel. How many bodies of Christ are there per God's word? Do you know that?
Well, there's at least seven churches there.
How many bodies of Christ are there according to the word of God, Jesus, and Apostle Paul?
How many bodies of Christ?
You really need to study God's word, young man. I love you. You need to study God's word. There's one.
Okay, so that's pretty basic, Mark would say, Christianity 101. The young man didn't know that there's one body of Christ. This is sad because Mark is confusing him, telling him we're a body here and you got a body over there, the Mennonites over there, and you got this body over there, and it causes all this division and separation when they're not teaching the basics of God's word, that there's one body that you're born into and then there could be local assemblies. He didn't even know that. See, I'm proving to you that these men are false. Go read the book of Corinthians. Paul says there's one body of Christ. He says it in Ephesians 2. They don't even know that, okay? They don't even know this because they're not studied, they're not training themselves in the truth. They're man-made religious, false converts in most cases. Back to the audio.
The Bible says it all over. There's one body of Christ. You're making...
Oh, by the way, did you hear me tell Samuel I love him? I want to hone in on this. Nathan, the audio with Nathan will be the same thing. I told them I love them and care about them. I told Samuel I love them and care about him. I've told Mark I love them and I care about them. None of these men have reciprocated that love. I bring that up, not because I'm angry and bitter not to get them. What did Jesus say was the mark of his true people? Ah, Titus Bullen knew. When I asked him that question face to face, he said they love each other. Yet Mark and the people from LFCF have shown no love. You go find out what Jesus would say about that, will you? Back to the audio.
making many. There's one God, one Savior, one Word, one Spirit, one Lord. You're making many by saying you got to be a member here, or if you go there, you got to become a member here. You're causing division. Like Paul said, don't do that. Apollos, Cephas, I'm a Paul. We're one body of Christ if we're walking in the biblical standards. That doesn't apply to the world. You got to be born into the body of Christ through repentance. That doesn't apply to all the denominations.
All right, I want to bring that up too. This is going to be a big point that's going to echo through all these audios I'm making. Born again. I just went on Mark's website. He's probably going to change this now, because as I call Mark out, he changes stuff. He used to use the word program over and over, and I started calling him out. He stopped using that. I called him out that he doesn't preach a biblical gospel, doesn't even mention gospel. He started changing that. On Mark's Get Right With God on his website, doesn't even mention being born again. This is shameful. This is heresy. Jesus said you must be born again. No, you can't make yourself born again. You become born again by placing your faith in Christ, his shed blood, his finished work, his resurrection. And then you repent, turn your mind towards the things of God and his ways. And God sees a willing vessel. And then there's a covenant, you and God. He gives you a new spirit and a new heart and a new mind. Jeremiah talked about it. That's what the new covenant is about, putting it in our hearts. Mark doesn't even mention that in his How to Get Right with God. That's pretty telling, and that's pretty shameful. Let's go on.
Just want to come and sample Jesus. No. You close the door and you say, we'll preach the gospel to you. And if you want to become a follower of Christ and repent, we welcome you in. If not, if you don't want to become a godly, obedient member of Christ and be born again by his Spirit, we're not the body for you, because we don't entertain sinners. What did Jesus say in Matthew 18 with people that claim Christ that walk in sin? What did Jesus say to do with them? Just let them hang out in assembly? Go with one brother. Go with two brothers. Take them before the body. And do you remember what the end he said to do with them?
Is if the brother or sister is basically will not listen, then they're to be cast out, not to brother or sister anymore.
Exactly.
All right, so he knew what that said in Matthew 18. The problem is they don't do it. I reminded Nathan that Jeff Wallace was leaven in that body, and I told Mark Bullen that 8 years ago, that Jeff Wallace was a mean-spirited, unbiblical man that would be a problem. And Jeff Wallace was allowed in that body for all those years because he's Mark's publisher. Still is, it appears to be. And he allowed him to stay in there. He allowed Randall Tarrant and his worldliness and worldly family to stay in the body. Sinful. So they say one thing, but they do another. This is a mark of an unbiblical body. Back to the audio.
We don't sit there and fellowship with people that live and practice sin. You're being deceived if you believe that is true. You must repent. You must study God's word. Test yourself to see if you truly are born again. I'm not saying you're not. Test yourself. Paul said that in 2 Corinthians 10, to test yourself, okay? Become a new...
Okay, I had corrected myself on that. That's 2 Corinthians 13, to test yourself. Nathan Bullen goes on to admit to me, he agrees, most Anabaptist type people aren't born again. I'm saying that about you too, Living Faith Christian Fellowship. You don't show the fruit of being born again because one, it's not in your gospel. Two, the fruit of your life and your spirit is not showing that you're born again. And I care enough to call you out. Remember, Mark said it's my duty, it says it right on his website, to do that in love. Back to the audio.
New creation in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And follow after in spirit and truth. You can't follow after in these man-made Sunday buildings. Tithe. Handing your tithe over to the pastor so they can...
All right, I'm going to finish up this part two here. I just want to cover, Mark really believes, if you read his book, The Crucible, which I have a testing put up, The Crucible, Mark Bullion Exposed, my testing comes up. It's also on the testing of Living Faith Christian Fellowship. Mark believes you got to be in this crucible and you got to go through all these steps and you got to show God and you got to do all this stuff. Mark totally negates the born again by the Spirit. Mark Bullen, by his fruit, is a spiritually dead man, and I want him to come to true repentance and new life in Christ, as well as all the people there. That's what this is about. On to part three. Stay tuned. More truth to come.